Daniel Munch, economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, provides highlights from the Department of Agriculture's recent 2023 Land Value Summary Report. This annual report provides one of many indicators of the overall health of the agricultural economy. To learn more about this report and findings, visit fb.org.
This survey comes out about three times a year. It's USDA's method of tracking net farm income as well as expenses that farmers face. The one that came out the end of August was the second forecast for this year, going into mid-harvest, looking at what expectations are expected for farmers mid-year. Then they'll release one the end of November as well. So in this iteration, they expected farm income to decline 23% from last year. So a drop from $183 billion to $141 billion. That was originally going to be a 16% decrease over last year. So they actually adjusted their original estimates lower from February of this year. Part of this is a forecasted continued increase in production expenses. They're expected to increase 7% to $458 billion across the farm economy. Also a decline in most of your commodity crops and livestock prices. So those are just some of the general overviews of that report. I will note there's still a lot of time left. Last year, USDA originally forecasted a decline in net farm income of 5%. Then they changed it to an increase of 5%. And then by the end of the year, an increase of 14%. So these are still preliminary estimates. We still have a lot of harvest to get through. There could be quality and weather changes that impact the final volumes and quality of crop that farmers harvest. So there's definitely going to be flux in what the final numbers end up being. So that's important to keep in mind as well.